Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the last Aliyah in Parshas Vayikra, that is Parakeh Pasuk Yod Aleph. Now, we were right in the middle of learning about a carbon oil of a yared. If a person, let's say, became Tameh, and he had forgotten that he was Tameh, and he went into the Beis HaMikdash, or he ate Kachim, or he made a Shvua, and he was over on that Shvua, he has to bring this carbon oil of a yared, which means, depending on how much money he has, that depends on what carbon he brings. If he's a person of means, then he would bring a sheep or a goat. If not, then he would bring two birds, and the Pasuk picks up with telling us, if he doesn't have enough money, his funds are insufficient, he can't even bring two turtle doves or two young doves, and he shall bring a carbon for that which he sinned, a tenth of an epha of fine flour for chatas, he should not put oil on it, he should not put frankincense in it, because it is a sin offering. Rashi in Pasuk Aleph tells us, because it is a sin offering, and it's not fitting that his carbon should be very nice with oil and frankincense. Therefore, he just brings it with flour. Back to Chumash, Pasuk Yud Beis. Ve'vi'al ha'kayin, and he brings it to the kayin, ve'kametz ha'kayin mimeno, and the kayin takes a kaimetz out of it, meloy kumtzoy, a full kaimetz, es az karasa, as its remembrance, ve'hikar mizbech, and he brings it on the mizbech, ali she Hashem, on the fire of Hashem, chatasi, it is a carbon chatas. Ve'chibar al v'kayin al chatasa, esher chata, me'achas me'elav, v'nisachloy, and the kayin brings it as atonement for the sin that he sinned, and it shall be a forgiveness for him. V'hoysach l'kayin kamincha, and shall be for the kind like a regular carbon mincha. And now we learn about yet another carbon. Vayedaber shel Moshe leimar, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Nefesh ki simo mal, if a person was over me'ila, v'chata b'shgaga, and he sinned inadvertently mikadshe Hashem from one of the holies of Hashem. He was over me'ila, which means he misappropriated hektish for his own use. V'hevias Hashem el Hashem, and he shall bring his guilt offering to Hashem. Ayil tamim min hatzayin, an unblemished ram from the flock, be'ekcha kesef shkalim b'shekel ha'kaydesh la'asham. It shall be worth at least two silver shekel, that is shekel ha'kaydesh, the holy shkalim, la'asham, as a carbon asham, as a guilt offering. V'esasher chatim min ha'kaydesh yishalim, and that which he sinned from kaydesh he shall pay back. Again, he misappropriated hektesh, so he has to pay back that which he misappropriated. V'es chamishisa yosef olav, and he also has to add on a fifth, that's for a knas, a penalty, a fine, v'nasan oysa l'kayin, and he gives it to the kayin, l'kayin yichaber olav, and the kain shall atone for him with this ram of the asham, and he shall be forgiven. And another carbon, vim nefesh kisechta, and if a person will sin, va'asa achas mikomis Hashem, and does one of the mitzvahs of Hashem, asher lo yaseh sin, that's not allowed to be done, v'lo yada, but he doesn't know, va'ashem, and he's guilty, v'nasa avonai, and he shall bear his sin. Now what does that mean? He doesn't know that he did an avera. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Zayin. V'lo yada va'ashem v'hevi. Ho'inyin azem medaber b'misha bas safek haris liyada. This is talking about a person that has safek karis. He's not so sure if he's chayiv karis. B'lo yadam aver alvim lav. He doesn't know if he was aver. Kagan, for example, chelev shum lefanov. He has two meats in front of him. One is chelev, that's forbidden fat, and one of them is shuman, and he's allowed to eat shuman. V'chasaver shishtem heter, and he thinks that both of them are permitted. V'achal esa achas, and he ate one of them. Amrulai, then afterwards, people told him, achas shel chelev hai, so one of them was chelev. You weren't allowed to eat it. V'lo yada imzu shel chelev achal. He doesn't know if he ate the chelev one or not. Hareza mevi asham tali. Then he brings this carbon, which is called in Asham Talui, that he doesn't know if he did an Avera. Umegin Olav, this carbon that he brings protects him, calls Man Shaloi Noida Loi Shavade Chata, as long as he doesn't know that he for sure did an Avera. The Im Yavad Loi L'Achar Zman. However, if after time it turns out that he did eat the forbidden one, they checked the video cameras and it turned out that he did eat the Chalev, Yavi Chatas, then he would have to bring a carbon Chatas, because now he knows for sure that he did an Avera. But this carbon is before he knows that he for sure did an Avera. This is called an Asham Talui. He doesn't know whether or not he did an Avera. And Rashi continues, he doesn't know if he's guilty, and he shall bear his sin. And we're going to have a number of different Tanaim telling us the beauty of how powerful doing a mitzvah is based off of how bad it is to do an avera. And we're going to see this over here in Rashi. Rashi tells us, Rabbi Yisrael Glili tells us, Hariya cause of anishas misha loyada. The pasuk is punishing a person that doesn't know whether or not he did an avera. Alachas kam v'kama, all the more so, shiyanishas shiyada, Hashem is going to punish someone that does know that he did an avera. Rabbi Yisrael tells us, if you want to know how much wonderful reward the tzaddikim are going to get, say lamad me adam rishon, come learn from adam rishon. Shalayin etzava ella al mitzvos loisaseh. He was only commanded don't do certain things. Va'avra aleha, and he was over on that. Re'e kama misas nikinsu alvul deresav. See how many deaths he was fined with, him and all of his future generations. V'chi'ezim midem ruba, and which is a greater measure, shal taiva or shal peranis, of good or of bad. Havi amir midat taiva. We know that the good measure Hashem gives us is far more than the bad measure. And midas paranas hamuta. If we know that Hashem's midas paranas, his punishment is very little. He's very limited with it. See what punishment Adam Rishon received. Midah taiva hamaruba. Hashem's midah taiva, his good measure, which is far greater than his midas paranas. Hayeshiv loyimin apigul manisaras hamasani biyamikpurim. Someone who refrains from eating pegel or nicer, or he fasts on Yom Kippur. Al achas kama vakama. All the more so she yizke loyal deraisav l'dayres deraisav atsayf kaladars. For sure, he's going to merit so many generations all the way until the end of time, and he's going to get so much good from Hashem. Rabbi Kiva Omer, he tells us as follows. How are you? Omer, the pasuk tells us, al pi shnayim edim ashleisha edim. We know that we can establish an edus, a testimony, with two edim or three edim. Im eskemes edus b'shnayim. If the pasuk tells us that all we need is two edim, lama peret l'cha kasav b'shleisha, why does the Torah tell us that you could also have three edim? El l'havi shlishi l'hachmira av. That's only to tell us that the third one will get punished. V'lasuz dina keitzah be'elul inyan einish v'hazama. In order to tell us that we're going to punish the third one if he's found guilty of lying along with the other two edim. However, Rabbi Kiva tells us, if the pasuk is going to punish someone who just adds himself on to others that are doing an avera as if he did the avera with them, he's just a third leg. He added himself on, and nonetheless he gets punished like them. All the more so, so too, someone who adds himself on to people that are doing a mitzvah, even though he wasn't one of the original ones, he just added himself on, for sure he's going to get so much reward. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, he tells us, if a person's cutting the wheat in his field and forgets some of it and he leaves it there, that belongs to the poor person. Harehu Omer, the pasuk tells us Laman Yivrechera, that Hashem will bless him for forgetting something in the field which is going to go to the poor person. Kava Kasav Brachel, Misha Basal Yada Mitzvah Balayada. The pasuk gives a bracha to someone who did a mitzvah and he didn't even realize that he did a mitzvah. He didn't even realize that he left his bundle in the field. And more meat we could say from here, Haisa Salat Sura B'chnaf of Nafli Menu. Let's say a person had a coin in the hem of his garment and it fell down. Umitzah uneven sparnas ba, and a poor person found it, and now he used that to buy food for his family. For sure, he's going to get a blessing through that. So after these encouraging words from Rashi, we go back to Pasuk Yud Ches. We're in the middle of talking about an Asham Taloi. A person didn't know whether or not he was Ivan Avera, so he has to bring this carbon Asham. And the Pasuk tells us, V'hevi ayil tamim min hatzoin v'ergecha l'asham alkayin. And he shall bring an unblemished ram from the flock, and its value shall be the same value of the Asham. V'chiper al v'akayin, and the kain shall atone for him al shigagas asher shagag, through this inadvertent Avera that he did. V'hu lo yada, he didn't know even whether or not he did an Avera. V'nisach loy, and it shall be forgiven for him. Asham hu, this is a carbon asham, ashaim asham lashem. And yet another carbon. Vaidabar shalom Moshe Leimar, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, nefesh kisechta, a person that sins, umala mal b'ashem, and he's over me'ila. What does that mean, he's over me'ila in this case? V'kichesh ba'misai, and he denied or he lied to his friend, b'pikadon, in regards to a pledge, b'sumes yad, or a putting of hand. We're going to explain what this is in a moment. B'gazel, or with robbery, ashak asay misai, or he deprived his friend, b'matzah veda, or he found the lost object, v'kichesh ba, and he denied it, v'nish ba'al shakar, and he swore false. For one of these things that a person shall do it to sin with it. Now what's going on over here? Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, skip the first Rashi, go to the second Rashi. B'sesumes yad, a putting of hand. Shesam b'yadei mamilis asik, someone gave him money to do business with. Abimilvor, someone lent him money. Abigazel, shagazam b'yadei klom, or he stole something from someone else. Ashak, or he deprived him. Huschar sachir, that means he didn't pay one of his workers. And next pasuk in Rashi, v'kichesh ba, shechafar al achas mikol eila, not only did he deny it, but he also swore falsely, trying to prove that he really didn't steal from his friend, or that he actually did pay his worker, or that he didn't find this lost object. And back to Chumash Pasul Chav Gimel, and it turns out that he lied. And it will be that when he sinned and he's found guilty, and he shall return that which he stole, or that which he deprived his worker of his payment, or a pledge that the person deposited by him, or this lost object that he had found, or in regards to anything that he swears falsely about, he shall pay it, meaning he has to pay the principal, and he also has to add on a fifth of its value as a fine, to whom it belongs he shall give it on the day that he's found guilty, and its carbon asham he shall bring to Hashem. It shall be an unblemished ram from the flock. Its value shall be the same value of the original carbon ashem, which we spoke about, again, which is the value of two silver shekel. The chiper al v'kain lefnei Hashem v'nisach loy, and the kain shall atone for him in front of Hashem, and it shall be forgiven for him, al achas mikol sheyasa l'ashma ba, for one of these things that he did it, that he is found guilty for it. So in this aliyah, we learned about many different reasons why a person would bring a carbon ashem, a guilt offering. We're going to stop here. With this, we finished Parshas Vayikra. everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.